Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether it's your first time visiting here or you've been coming your whole life, we are so glad that you're with us in this first Sunday of Advent. We have a few announcements to get us started, and Eric, I think you should start.
Good morning. I'm Eric Vail, and I'm a member of the worship team here at Gates Presbyterian. And as you look around you today, you'll notice something different. It's kind of lit up nice, got all this green stuff and red stuff. But that's due to a lot of people that came out yesterday morning to help decorate, and wanted to say a big thank you to all of you that came out. We did it in less than 2 hours, which is incredible for the amount of work that's involved to do it. So again, thank you to, and especially to the Hart family. You're out there, I'm sure, someplace. Their three kids were here. Dana was up there monkeying around amongst the organ pipes and that. So if it's off key a little bit today, you can blame it on her. But again, thank you. And then secondly, real quick, today is the last day to order your poinsettia plants, if you'd like. But as far as a donation to the House of Mercy, that can be done at any time. So there really is no deadline on that. So please consider that. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sam Dykes, and this year I'll be going on the Jamaica trip, so I'm really excited about that. I just have one quick announcement about the Jamaica fundraising board outside the sanctuary. The various envelopes on that board are so you, the congregation, or anyone can donate money for the Jamaica team. And it's for various different things, school supplies, transportation money, really anything that will reduce the cost for us. I think this is the last week it's going to be up, so if you want to make a donation, do it now. Please, we'd love to have all of them, all the envelopes used up, but a little bit will go a long way, and not just for us, but for the basic school in Jamaica as well. So, thank you.
Good morning. On behalf of the young children's team, I would like to invite all of you, because this is an intergenerational event, on Friday, December 2nd, for the Advent Festival. We're going to have food, dessert, salad, pizza. There's also going to be a surprise gift for the kids to make their parents. So we hope you'll come and join us from 6 to 7:30. We'll have singing and a reflection of Advent and Christmas at the end of the evening. If you'd like to come, please sign up. There's a sign up on the kiosk. Thank you.
Hi, Kathy Wakeman for the nominating committee. I know that you're tired of seeing me at this point. I apologize for that. Next week is our congregational meeting where we will be welcoming our new board members. We still do need 4 elders, so please come and see myself or any of our nominating committee members. That's Whit Beckett, Nancy Hasenlop, Larry, who's not here, or myself. Thank you.
And we have no youth group today, but we've got plenty going on this week. So junior highs, join us after the Family Advent Festival. Come early and help out the secret station if you want to help kids make gifts. Or show up at 7:30 and we will have our overnight. Bring a dozen of your very best cookies, top-notch cookies, for our cookie-making contest. And then we'll have fun, and parents, you can pick up your kids the next day at 9:30. And then junior and senior highs are invited to youth group on Sunday. We're going to do something a little different and go over to Third Pres, eat dinner with them, and do a special event with our youth groups together. So hope you all can join us. Now let us worship God.
Thank you. O God, let your light shine.
We kindle it with hope. In the darkness, we long for your truth to light our way.
The prophet Isaiah invited God's people, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Christ, be our light, so that we may shine in your world today.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. We are all on this Advent journey together. Travel with us, God, during this time of waiting. We light a new candle each Sunday in Advent, reminding us that you are the light along our paths, leading us to a more just world. As we wait, help us to stay awake and present to your love. Help us to unlearn ways of harm and practice ways of kindness.
Thank you. Please join me in the prayer of confession. God of peace, we ask for your guidance during this time of waiting. Sometimes we get preoccupied with worries and distractions, and it seems we are sleeping through life. Sometimes we ignore ourselves or hurt those around us. We become numb to the suffering of others. We have learned ways of violence revealed to us in our judgmental thoughts, hurtful words, and careful actions. Help us to unlearn ways that harm and lead us toward our ways of peace. Wake us up to your love and presence. And help us at times we hurt ourselves. Help us. Amen. And now silent prayers for our confession. Holy One, you never leave us. We are forgiven and cherished again and again. Waken us to this knowledge so that our hearts may know your peace, and your peace will flow through our words and actions. Thanks be to God. Amen.
And now will the children please come join me at the communion table. Everyone. So we have all these big candles here, and we're going to keep lighting more and more candles every single week until Christmas. You know what these candles are? Wait. Advent. Yep, this is our Advent wreath. So see how we've got these big purple and pink candles? Every week we light a new one of those and all the candles in between. So why are we doing this? Is it someone's birthday? No? What do you think? The days leading up to Christmas, yeah. This is our first day getting ready for Christmas here in church all together. And we got a lot more to come, right? It's gonna be good, yeah. So instead of doing all of these candles for a birthday right at the end for Jesus, we get to light candles every week to get ready. And Alex, do you see? Is there something over there? What is it? A person on a horse. Who do you think that is? Who do you think? Mary? Yep. That's Mary walking all the way and riding that donkey all the way to where Jesus is going to be born. So every week we get to move Mary closer to where Jesus will be born. Do you want to move Mary this week? No? Okay. That is fair. Do you want to do it? You got this? All right. Pick her up real carefully and we'll move her over here. So then we get to watch Mary and Joseph go all the way into where Jesus will be born. And we get to get ready for Jesus' birthday. Are you guys getting ready? All right. All right, time to pray. Dear God, thank you for lighting our way and getting us ready for Christmas. Amen. All right. Go and sit down. Oh, I got something to tell you guys, though. We're going to have somebody painting right there. So if you can't see from where you're sitting and you want to scooch up a little closer, go for it, all right?
The first reading from the Word this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they turn for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Thank you.
Our second reading of the word comes from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. Listen now for God's word to us today. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Friends, this is God's word for us today. Thanks be to God. Sunday marks the beginning of Advent, the month we have to prepare for Christ's birth. This early in, we're not really ready to start telling the story of Mary and Joseph, much less stories about Jesus. Before we get to how Jesus' family prepared for his birth, we have to prepare ourselves. We turn to Isaiah to hear his prophecy for the world. Isaiah tells us that people from all around the world will come to God's holy mountain to learn ways to make peace. This is a tall order for any mountain, even a holy one. But maybe coming together would be a good start for making peace. After all, on a mountain you get perspective. Once I went to a retreat at this Presbyterian camp called Ghost Ranch, all the way out in Abiquiu, New Mexico. You fly there, and then at the Albuquerque airport you get on a bus. Then the bus goes until you're not sure that the driver knows where they're going. That's Ghost Ranch. Each day we got up early. We went from our cabins to the chapel to the dining hall, and I knew if I didn't stick close to my roommate, I was not going to make it to our next activity. I am not good with directions. The youth group leaders know this perfectly well. And figuring out whether I should go right or left to get to the next activity was a constant struggle. There were no trees. There were not a lot of landmarks. It was mostly just dust. One morning, halfway through the trip, I finally got some help. We went hiking up a nearby mountain. After an hour of hiking, we found a comfortable stop. And we stopped and looked down. When I did, everything made sense. I could see the camp spread out below us, see all of the buildings lined up like they were on a map. Could even see the far-off road that had brought us there and watch other campers arrive. Once we finished our hike and headed down from the mountain, I kept that bird's-eye view in my head. It was a lot easier to make my way around camp afterwards. It turns out what I needed was just a little perspective to sort things out. We end up feeling lost or stuck, or like we don't know which way to turn. A little perspective can make a big difference. But it's one thing to plan to take a step back and find a new way of looking at things, and another thing to actually find the time to do it. As the Christmas music at every mall and the mall commercials on every TV and the TV commercials on every Facebook post remind us, Christmas is coming fast. This is often the time of year when we start to get frazzled pretty quickly. When we're busy running back and forth to finish everything to cook or to shop, to catch a plane or get everyone loaded up into a car, it's hard to remember to just take a step back and breathe. Maybe that's part of why I love Advent so much. I need a reminder that Christmas is not here. We have time. It's not even December yet, after all. We have time to prepare ourselves, our church, and our community for Christ's birth. And when we take a step back and look at things from a distance, we can see our path. Our Advent wreath this year is brighter than our usual four candles in a circle, and it helps show that we're lighting the path all the way around to Christmas. On this first Sunday of Advent, we come together to prepare by focusing on hope. We're called to be hopeful, to believe in a better future, and that living in a loving, peaceful world is possible. Sometimes it feels like that's just not going to happen anytime soon. It's hard to see God's path from the mountaintop when you're not even sure where the mountain is. Sometimes we're just stumbling around in the dark, and there isn't much good news to light the way. If anybody understood getting lost in the darkness, it was Isaiah. He prophesies about a day when people will join together across national boundaries and seek peace. But that day is definitely not happening for him. Isaiah's message of peace had to be straight from God, because nobody else could say something that ridiculous with a straight face. Israel is threatened by hostile nations around it. Its wealthy leaders and officials are accepting bribes, willing to compromise anything to line their pockets. And every person who can defend the country is getting ready for war in the face of a Babylonian invasion. Many soldiers are already off fighting. Isaiah doesn't know what peace is like. He's guessing here, going from what God tells him. But he talks about peace anyway, because he has hope. Isaiah is told by God there will be a time when people shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Isaiah believed that not only would war stop, but we would have the tools to grow crops and have plenty to share. People would stop fighting because they wouldn't be desperate to try and make ends meet. There would be more than peace. It would be prosperity. But here we are, over 2,000 years later, with fewer swords, but somehow we're still learning war. This time Isaiah is hoping for doesn't seem to have happened yet. So why do we keep hoping, year after year? How do we actually believe in a better world when we have so many of the same problems? There are times when we can't find our way up to the mountaintop for inspiration. We're stuck in the darkness, muddling around in this ridiculous winter when 5 p.m. looks about like midnight. Advent is our time of waiting before Christmas. And without that star up on Christmas Eve to lead us to Bethlehem, we can get pretty lost. In Advent, we have to wait in the darkness. We have to try to do what we can to prepare for Christ, but we know that we need help. And sometimes, that darkness can help us to find our way. At Ghost Ranch, we had to carry flashlights with us if we even went outside after dark. There were no street lights, no lights from other buildings or passing cars, nothing. The camp was far away from anything else, and it got dark, the kind of dark I had never seen before. The darkness meant it was an adventure making it back from evening worship or to the bathroom in the middle of the night. But the darkness was worth it whenever I looked up at the stars. In Rochester, you can see some stars when the weather is clear, which is not that often. In New Mexico, they don't get a lot of rain, but there's a trade-off. You can see stars crowding the entire night sky. I would go outside very carefully, not tripping, and lay on my back and look up at more stars than I had ever seen before. There were so many of them that I could even see this brighter band of stars going up through the sky, our own slice of the Milky Way. I love the city lights, usually, but without Ghost Ranch's complete, terrifying darkness, I could never have seen so many stars. For once, I knew exactly where I was in the universe. Sometimes it's hard to have hope. We feel like peace is impossible, that things will never really change, that we can't find the guidance we need to follow God. The news is full of hate crimes and celebrity deaths and arguing, and our own lives get hard. It feels like darkness is all around us. But that is exactly when we are called to be the church together, to shine out into that darkness. When times are hard, when people are afraid and we feel lost, that darkness makes it so much easier to see all the stars lighting up our world. No matter how close or far away, there is light shining into our lives in so many different ways, in ways that we sometimes take for granted when things are brighter. We all have those stars in our lives, the love of our family or the support of our friends, the joy of a quiet moment in nature, or the pride in a job well done. We are all stars in other people's lives, too. You may not know it, but I promise, to someone out there, you are their star. When things seem darkest, that is when God calls us to shine and be a beacon of light in our community. As we go out into the world this Advent and we prepare for the holidays, don't despair if there is darkness. It happens this time of year. Don't worry if you feel lost. You're not alone. And don't depend on somebody else to lead us out of war or out of poverty or conflict. We only have one Savior in Jesus. We can't wait for anybody else to come up, solve our problems, and make everything better. We're all here in the darkness. We can all let our light shine and prepare for Christ. Remember, you are part of someone else's sky, and your actions, big and small, the things you don't even see, bring light and hope to the people you meet. Remember that what we do here as a church helps to share God's light in our community and around the world. And if you feel worried that it isn't enough, or that you're not sure where to start, wait. Take a breath. Open yourself up in prayer. Let your eyes adjust a little so you can see all the beautiful places of God's love that are already around you, lighting up the world. May we all let our light shine in service to Christ. May we all light the way to peace and hope for all of God's people. Amen.
Thank you.
time when we get to lift up and celebrate all of the joys that light up our lives. Also lift up the people and the places that we love need extra prayer at this time. Who has something they'd like to share with us today?
Gretchen Green, I'm just asking for prayers for my son and his family who are facing some tremendous challenges. Thank you.
Prayers for your son and his family.
Hi, Kay Harder. I just want to share a joy with you. Our son and his girlfriend, I'm sure if you were on Facebook, noticed that he is in Europe. They're doing 5 countries and 2 weeks. Their first stop was in Iceland, where he proposed to Candace.
Aww.
So now they are officially engaged. They had told us he was going to propose to her in every country that they went to, and she was going to say yes at one point. I said, you know, you can say yes every time he asks you. So she said yes the first time, and so now they're engaged, and we have a wedding in 2018, I think. So, but prayers for them as they finish up their tour of Sweden, Germany, and France.
Congratulations.
Whit Beckett, I have a joy. A couple months ago, Dave Cook's mother, Tina Richardson, was in a coma, and it was very doubtful that she was going to live, and last week she cooked Thanksgiving dinner for 12 people.
All right. Thanks be to God.
Heather Pam, I just wanted to say prayers for Lucinda Price, who Wendell tells me he's been in contact with, and she just needs our prayers right now during her time of transition and healing. Thank you.
Prayers for Lucinda and her healing.
But she is accepting it in a way that I wish we all could. I talked with her. She had no choice, but boy, is she making the best of it. So our prayers will add to that. I don't even mind doing it.
It can't hurt.
Sheree Barrett, prayers of Thanksgiving that I had all the girls home. Today is Lauren's birthday, and that's another Thanksgiving, and I just want prayers for thoughts, good wishes, and safety for Jody as she travels back to California. She and her family are back and forth one more time, and then she's there for till June. Her husband has a position there, so prayers of Thanksgiving and safe travels.
Barb Chapman, some sad news to share, and many of you may already know this. I worked in Gates Chilai School District for many, many years and developed wonderful friendships with some marvelous professional colleagues. And we lost a colleague this past Monday. Steve Tisa, who was the high school principal for years, passed away battling cancer for a number of years. So our prayers for Steven's family. Thank you.
Let us pray together. Holy One, you invite us to journey with you during this time of waiting in Advent. Today we are reminded that we need hope in our lives. The blessings of this good land, the joys of time with our loved ones, and time to relax and rest have made us rich beyond expression. We thank you deeply. We are grateful for the lights that brighten our world, glad to have the chance to brighten the lives of others. But we also remember your children, here and abroad, who suffer the indignities that poverty can bring. Here in our own homes and community, we pray for those who are struggling to find peace of heart. We lift up your children who are struggling to live because of conflict or war. Create in us awareness, compassion, and the courage we need to act. Help us to unlearn ways of violence. Form us in your ways and make us channels of your peace. Help us to protect those who are vulnerable care for your planet, and to share your love, protect the gifts you have given us. God, we ask that you bless the unemployed. Bless those who are barely surviving on minimum wage. Bless the elderly who plan their lives sometimes in circumstances of dependency. Bless those of us who are waiting for change and those of us who have had enough. Oh God, let our abundance supply their want. As Jesus had compassion on the multitude, so let our hearts be broken open and emptied so that your love may be multiplied and shared. Bring peace to our nation, unity to a divided faith, deliverance to a host of oppressed peoples, and salvation to your children. We ask these things with the hope that only your Son can bring, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In this time of Thanksgiving, we know that everything we have is a gift from God. So let us give back with thanks and with joy.
Father, we bring these gifts to you today as a token of our gratitude for the greatest gift the world has ever known. As we enter the annual Advent season of waiting for the arrival of the Christ child, keep us mindful of the reason for the season and bless these gifts for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Now go out into the world with hope. Know that there is darkness before the light comes, and it's okay. Be a light for others, and shine brightly with all of the love and the joy that God has for you. May the blessing of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.